So do you mean to say that you will use AI to audit itself?
When you're looking, how, for instance, GPT-3 and GPT-4 was trained by OpenAI, when they GPT-3 was trained with the help of thousands of click workers. Yeah, they tried to find the right answers. They voted, is the answer given by ChatGPT the right one on a level from 1 to 10 or something like that. And OpenAI was very smart because it used this kind of behavior and developed a specific tool, an artificial intelligence tool, which could be used as a training tool monitoring tool just to train GPT-4. So they use the same technology to interact with itself, and that's why I think it is something which could be possible as well for my profession, that we have this kind of technology and usable for these kind of purposes.
So in my opinion, I think what you're saying is we need to use the collective intelligence of the human being and AI to audit AI. Is that?
This would be one answer, one possible answer. Mm-hmm. And the major question coming from this assumption you just mentioned before is, what is our task then in this game? So when they both are interacting, do we have our, is a human still in the loop or on the loop? That would be a very interesting question to answer. And we both couldn't answer it now.
Yeah, we cannot. But if the human is out of loop, then we are out of control.
Then we are out of control. That's why. And then we come to an ethical part where we have to ask the questions. Is it something what we would like to have? Or is it something we would strictly avoid? This is a discussion. This kind of discussion is not finalized yet.
Yeah, and that goes back to our earlier discussion on the AI Act. Mm-hmm. That's what the AI exactly. Act is trying to bring. It is trying to bring a perspective saying, one, the AI is explainable so that you can explain what it does. So we remain in control. Second, it's auditable, that you can go and check what it is doing. And third, it's transparent also. So it's not doing all the things by itself and giving the result. It's also mm-hmm. on the way, in the way, kind of taking you along as a partner, as an assistant, so as a peer. Mm-hmm. So I would think in the audit world, what you're suggesting, AI would be my assistant to assess the AI, because I have limited thinking mm-hmm. as a human being, mm-hmm. while AI can think. So I say, hey, I want to audit this, give me some ideas, and I say, no, explore on this and that. Mm-hmm. But I still make my own judgment as an auditor.
Exactly. That's a possible way, but I'm a bit worried about do we have in an audit profession, do we have the skill set available? And currently what I see in especially here in Switzerland, and this is very difficult to find this the mindset, the skill set to audit this kind of technology, and just you have to play with it and to train it, and everyone is still waiting and looking what happens when the regulation is coming, then we will be ready. But I'm pretty sure no, we are not,
we're certainly not. But I think the way it works is we were not ready for internet in 90s. Then we were not ready for the 2000, the switch, 99 to 2000. But mm-hmm. it happened. The sun still came and it was all fine. There were few issues and it's the same.
Yeah. But looking at the time when the internet started in 19, I guess for me it was the first in 1996, and look at the time we had just to get in touch with the technology, just to be used to it and to find out how it works. And look at the pace we had from this 1 year when ChatGPT was released until now, what happened, this incredible speed this technology is showing. I'm not pretty sure that we will have the time to do so, like you are saying.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I'm banking on the other aspect. Okay. We as humans have adapted in last whatever number of millions of years we see, and adapt. The technology or the world has been ahead of us always. Mm-hmm. If you look at the corona, it hit us like anything. We needed to shut ourselves, almost shut the countries down. We needed to do something which we didn't do for 100 years, or at least in our lifetimes. It was difficult psychologically, emotionally, and everything. But we survived. And now if you ask somebody, there was Corona time and we were sitting at home, we couldn't go out, and we needed to wear masks, and we needed to only go for groceries. It seems crazy. But we adapted then, and almost for 1.5 years. So I have big faith in the human adaptability and human sustenance and resilience. But we don't know. And again, the challenge, this one is not any other challenge. So let's also be clear. It's one of the different ones. But again, Corona was very different, and every time it has to be different. Now, all this, while we look at the auditing aspect of it, there also is the privacy element of it. How do you see, how will privacy shape up in the world of AI?
This is a great question, and it's so difficult to answer on this question. So if I would like to start, I don't know if you are familiar with the current copyright lawsuits we have against all the foundation model providers. So there are each provider like OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, Stability AI, everyone is facing copyright challenges. There's one exception, is Adobe. So they, because they have their own own data to train their model, but everyone else is facing these kind of lawsuits. And I'm very curious what will happen, what will be the result of this kind of lawsuit. So a couple of weeks, I said ChatGPT is dead. If one of these lawsuits is coming to a conclusion that it was illegal to use the data for the copyright protected data for ChatGPT. And this will be very interesting to see how this is going on. And then the second part you mentioned is the personal data, the data we making us as a human, or describing us as a human. And there you could see the impact of the European data protection law. This is so interesting to see when you're looking to the states. Yeah, there are new laws on each federal level. Each state has its own data privacy level, and there's so much upcoming to regulate the use of privacy data. So there's so much ongoing, and I think this is something where the European regulation was very helpful, just to transfer this kind of critical thinking and protecting data into the world. It will be very interesting to see what will it be, or what is the impact in the technology of AI. So could we use this kind of data as well for these purposes?
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.